With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump says he doubts Russia's Vladimir Putin wants to end the war in Ukraine, expressing new skepticism that a peace deal could be reached soon. He also says there was, quote, no reason for Putin to be shooting missiles into civilian areas over the last few days. A massive explosion in Iran. 8 people have been killed, more than 700 injured.
In Bandar Abbas, Iran, chaos. As people are rushed to the hospital following a huge explosion and fire in the port, officials say several were killed and more than 500 injured. The massive explosion is purportedly linked to a shipment of chemical ingredient used to make missile propellant. Still, officials have yet to offer a cause. Meanwhile, Iran is in talks with the U.S. right now over its nuclear program and has said security services are on high alert given past instances of attempted sabotage. I'm Julie Walker.
Well, the measles outbreak is simply not going away.
The CDC says the number of measles cases nationwide is approaching 900. The number is triple the amount seen in all of last year. The majority of cases are in Texas. 2 unvaccinated elementary school-aged children died there from measles-related illness. An adult in New Mexico, also unvaccinated, also died. There are 10 states with active cases of measles. 18 other states have reported cases. Measles is caused by a highly contagious virus that's airborne and spreads easily when an infected person breathes, sneezes, or coughs. It is preventable through vaccines and was considered eliminated from the U.S. since 2000. I'm Ed Donahue.
Investigation continues in Lufkin, Texas. Police searching for a man who put marijuana in at least 5 Easter eggs. This is SRN News. How do you decide right and wrong?
The results of the Gallup study will probably not surprise you. The youngest Americans are many times more likely to identify as homosexual than our senior citizens. Liberals, Democrats, and city dwellers are also more likely to be amongst the LGBT than conservatives, Republicans, and people who live in rural areas. Homosexuality is more prevalent amongst women than amongst men. Level of education seems to have no effect, however. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Mississippi Supreme Court upholding a ruling denying a transgender teen's name change petition. Now, the ruling comes nearly 2 years after a then 16-year-old girl who was living as a boy filed a petition to change her name to fit her gender identity. A judge denied the petition. Growing number of similar cases are cropping up, though, all around the United States. This is SRN News. A crossfire in Kashmir aggravates already heightened tensions. Here's Karen Chamas.
Indian officials have said the army had a brief exchange of fire with Pakistani soldiers along their highly militarized frontier in the Himalayan region of Kashmir. 3 Indian army officials said that Pakistani soldiers used small arms to fire at an Indian position in Kashmir late on Thursday. They also said that Indian soldiers retaliated and no casualties were reported. The report of a gunfight comes amid soaring tensions between New Delhi and Islamabad after gunmen killed 26 people near the resort town of Pahalgam in Kashmir on Tuesday. I'm Karen Chamas.
World leaders and Catholic faithful saying farewell to Pope Francis. Ordinary citizens welcomed his coffin at its final resting place in a basilica across town. Some 250,000 people attended the funeral mass. More details at srnnews.com.